chasing a crown. Took it for granted, or even know what that could mean. Those simple days stood still, but not ill at ease. Just long enough for me to believe that I never had to worry. Life was made for me. Never had to bother wondering what I should be. I was a child, a son, a brother. There were hopes and there were dreams. I never had to worry. Life was made for me. Simple days stood still, but not ill at ease. Just long enough for me to believe that I never had to worry. Life was made for me. Never had to bother wondering what I should be. I was a child, a son, a brother. There were hopes and there were dreams. I never had to worry. Life was made for me. Life was made for me. Life just came to me. Life just came to me.
Well, thanks so much for joining me here today in Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy 10 Faye from their album Hit the Light. Well, Life Just Came to Me is a gentle toe-tapping folk roots single by Newmarket, Ontario singer-songwriter John Dawson, appearing as the opening track on his album Outlier. Dawson describes it as a warm, reflective song rooted in the idea of accepting life's unexpected turns. And before that, Just Another Face in the Crowd is a new single by solo act Charlie Coast. The Toronto and Hamilton-based singer-songwriter is known for warm, narrative-driven songwriting with a roots-leaning production style. He tells us this new track is about feeling invisible or overlooked. Aline Winant is a trained actor who began writing songs during the pandemic. Let's hear Monique on Coasting.
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Walk down our own.
That was This Air Makes My Head Spin, a new single from Ella Dubinsky's project Waves of Love and Loss. The release is framed as a deeply personal one, emerging from a period of grief following the passing of her father, Cape Breton songwriter Leon Dubinsky. And prior to that, Monique is a folk-inspired single by Montreal-based singer-songwriter and actor Aileen Winant, taken as the first excerpt from her debut album North, and that's out right now. The single is a reflective, intimate, and subtly cinematic one, a kind of track that feels like a slow exhale. For his coasting friend, her motives are silent. Her project's catalog spans atmospheric, dark-toned electronic and ambient-leaning releases. Let's spin It's Okay on Coasting.
Countless I know, but it's worth a try. It's okay. Just as pretty. Stay with me just like you promised.
For great music.
Seems like we're perfectly happy out on our own.
Strong Guy is a 2026 single by Toronto band The Sarandons, tied to the rollout for their upcoming record Long Way Home. The band tells us Wrong Guy is a song about the bittersweet clarity that comes when you understand you're simply not the right person for someone, no matter how hard you try. And ahead of that, It's Okay is a new single that Michael Valenzuela just sent me. Her Motives Are Silent is an experimental project, and the Calgarian describes his work as a journey of sonic discovery and expression. Well, time for a quick break, but stay with us. When we're back, let's find out what could happen if you leave your trash bins out too long. Until then, here's Princess Peace, a Delhi singer, songwriter, author, and motivational figure whose work centers on mental health, positive consciousness, and community well-being. Let's spin my Brandon before we go.
They tore the pages from our story, left us scattered in the wind. Love's a flame that won't stop burning, even when the storm begins. I held your name like a prayer in silence. You were always in my skies. And though the world tried to divide us, we found each other with our eyes. Can you catch me with your blue eyes? Can you tell me once again from that little voice inside you, my son Brandon? Though the miles were never chosen and the silence wasn't fair, our love became a galaxy that no force could ever tear. I sent you songs across the ether. You sent me strength I couldn't see. We healed in ways they'll never measure. You were always part of me. From a mother's heart unbroken to a son who shines so bright, we wrote fate with every heartbeat, even when out of sight. Can you catch me with your blue? I love you. We are more than time or distance. We are truth the stars declare. My son, my heart, my Brandon. Our love is everywhere.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9. Aos domingos, das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai, marinheiro, vai, vai, vai.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Go stream Bainers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood.
With me.
On radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thursday morning at 10:30, and yeah, we're here in the station. We're enjoying a little bit warmer weather out there, so very excited about that. So glad you could join us if you haven't tuned in before. Just a heads up, I do try to bleep any swear words from the comedy I play and sort of, I guess, try to eliminate anything that might be offensive to the majority of people out there in the world that are listening to CFRC right now. But that being said, I also want to state that comedy is very subjective. So we do apologize if you are offended by anything we play here at CFRC in any context, whether it's a spoken word, a music show, a political discussion show. We're not here to offend you, but we are here to inform or make you laugh or make your day better. Whatever it takes, that's our goal here at CFRC. We've been running for more than 100 years here in Canada. We have more than 100 volunteers here, and we have some very, very hardworking staff who I truly appreciate, and they don't hear the good stuff nearly enough. So thank you, all those hardworking staff here at CFRC who I don't see too often, but I know you're around and making things better so I can do this show. And so people out there in Kingston surrounding areas can actually benefit from everything we play here on this station. So thank you very much. That's my little shout out to the staff here at the station. And I hope they stick around for a very long time because I like this group. They're doing well. I like every group, actually. I should make that clear. This group is very hardworking, and I see you. I see the product of your efforts, and you are appreciated not only by me, but many of the volunteers. And if the volunteers aren't telling you, and this is a little PSA to the volunteers here at the station, please let our staff know you do appreciate them. I do appreciate especially whoever does the events page. So much good stuff here. It seems every week coming up this weekend, tomorrow, they have a cringe night drag show at the Grad Club here in Kingston. There is a play on at the Domino Theater starting at 7:30 tomorrow called Sweet Surrender. There's Fellowship of the Improv at La Vito Bistro Bar at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Saturday, we have Springer Market Square, the public market, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And there's Maple Madness at Little Cataraqui Conservation Area. The Tet Center is also putting on a kids' creativity club at the rehearsal hall in there from 10 to 12. So if you have little ones, bring them on down. It's a lot of fun. I've been around when they are doing their thing, and it's kind of nice to hear all the laughter and see the smiles at the Tet Center with the little ones. And Sunday, again, Memorial Center Farmers Market. We're still in the barn, but it's getting close. We're going to be outside soon. The weather is warming up. Okay, maybe not for another couple months, but we will be out there. And the barn is great, don't get me wrong. Especially when it gets warmer, we open both ends of the barn doors. And so there's a lovely breeze going through and wonderful people come through. And we have amazing stuff at the Memorial Center Farmers Market. So please head on down there. That's Sunday. Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1. All right, but you're here for comedy. And so am I, frankly. I only have one
stand-up comedian to play. Her name is Kristen Key. She's hilarious. She plays her guitar while she's answering questions from the crowd. And I just love the way she does things on stage. So please enjoy. And again, if I missed a swear word or two, I apologize. That wasn't my intent at all, but they do slip through, especially if I find someone particularly funny. And I laugh over their swear words, or I don't even notice because, you know, me. So please enjoy. Here she is, Kristen Key, and her questions for the audience on Absolutely Frivolous, which is on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Burbank and Los Angeles and all our surrounding areas. So good to be home. This is where my wife lives. Yeah, I get to visit her and sleep in my big girl bed. And what a week to be in LA. Whoa. Is everybody okay? My mom has been texting, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "I'm fine. Why?" I've been watching the news. It's like, "I don't think what you're watching is really the news, but okay. What are you seeing?" She's like, "Well, have you been downtown?" I was like, "I did go downtown." She's like, "What's it like?" I was like, "Well, there are lots of people selling hot dogs." When I was there, people were very angry because the Sparks lost. She's like, "Is there rioting?" I was like, "Is the cha-cha slide a riot?" What a time. What a time to be here. We're going to stop the show for like 10 or 15 minutes and just field questions. If you have one, here's the rules. Here's the rules. Just raise your hand. I can't see that well, so raise your hand. But also, if you'll throw in a kabah, it'll help things a lot. Does anybody have a question? I'll answer anything honestly. Yes, right there. Thanks for starting us off. Yes.
What inside-out emotion drives your brain most of the time?
What inside-out emotion drives my brain most of the time? Oh, I really want to think that it's joy. My wife would probably disagree. Is there one called distraction? Yeah, probably, yeah. Or the one that the nervous guy, what's his name?
Anxiety.
Anxiety, yeah! That's who drives my brain, and joy. Joy and anxiety all the time. Just wee, oh no, wee, oh no. A squirrel, yeah. Great question, thank you for asking. Yes.
If you could be invisible for an entire week, what would you do?
If I could be invisible for an entire week, what would I do? Don't say kill. By the way, that's also a voice I hear in my inside eyes. Stop it, Joy. My first instinct was to go to an ACFC game locker room. I know, isn't that creepy? Yeah. And then I'd visit the Spartan. No, oh boy. Lots of seeing people naked. Go to Target invisibly just so I could get all the things at Target I want. I don't see anyone. But I just hear a boop, and lesbian products keep getting scanned. Boop. 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 Burt's Bees. Boop. Men's hair products. Boop. Sports bra. Boop. Sports bra. Boop. Sports bra. Sarah, look, they sell sex toys now. They've been selling those for a while. I've heard. Definitely don't leave mine behind accidentally because I forget it and have to go to a... Never mind. Boop, sex toy. Boop, sports bra. Boop. That's what I would do if I was naked? Nope. If I was invisible. Boop. I'm naked buying sex toys and sports bras. Boop. You know what's going on. Boop. And it Burt's Bees, because it's here. Boop. It's trail mix. Boop. You brought this on yourself, Target. What a great question. I really wish I could do something for good while I was invisible, like assassinate someone. that's my weapon of choice. Cupid's arrow. I meant to kill him, but now he's just in love with Elon. I suck at being invisible. I nominate you. Great question. Thank you for asking. Anyone else? Yes, you're in the front row. Sorry, we'll get to you. She's VIP. If Janice was a human and not a Muppet, I like how this question's beginning. Yes. Where would I take Janice on the perfect first date? I love that you heard the question, it just dawned on you. Oh! Well, we'd have to start at a head shop. Because Janice probably needs to get high. I'm sure that she would have a van somewhere that needed gas. I'd probably help her with her bills. Boy, Janet doesn't seem like it's going to be a second date. This seems like a mess. We're going to get her high, get her gas. She'll probably need some doctor's appointments. Why am I a sugar mama? We'd probably take her to like a Tori Amos concert. Yeah, something earthy. Yeah. What's for dinner? She's vegan. Yeah. So she can figure that out. Remember that trail mix I got when I was naked at Target a second ago? Feed her some f***ing nuts. Me and Janice are not compatible, if I look turned. I would be her wingman, though. I would take her somewhere to find someone that she would enjoy. I would probably take her to Venice Beach. Are you all from Venice Beach? Like, hey! Don't bring her busted down van and trail mix to us! Take her to Echo Park! Is she your girl? Is that who you'd go with? See? It's a hard date. You wouldn't be like, I would take her to a fancy restaurant and watch her steal silverware. It's Janice! It is good comedy, yeah. I wouldn't take her to a comedy show, though. Yeah. I would take her to an open mic night. Yeah. And let her sing one of her originals. Great question. Thank you for asking. I really thought that we would hit it off, but me and Janice are not a match. Yeah, right over there. Great question. Thank you for asking. What's it like performing in the South? Here's the thing, performing in the South is just like performing here because it's a room filled with lesbians. So that's great. Everything leading up to the show, I'm always like, am I allowed to, like, I broke a guitar string in Raleigh before the show. It didn't have a backup, so I needed to run from the comedy club to Guitar Center and back very quickly. And I was like, I don't know if I can speed here. Because I don't know if the police are like, oh, I'm going to let you off with a warning. You're like, El Salvadorian prison for you, lesbian. I don't. Yeah, so I didn't know. So it's a little scary. But on the positive end of it, because of what I do for a living and the shows we have, I got to see all the lesbians in that area of the South, and when I do go to the South, that's what I try to focus on. It's like, my shows will not be filled with people that I don't care for. They'll be filled with the lesbians of Mobile, Alabama. I'm not playing Mobile, Alabama. But let's just say, somewhere like that. It'll be all the lesbians there that are just trying to get out and find other lesbians in their area and people that, yeah, yeah. Are you trying to get into the question right now, or you're just throwing in a caw-caw because that's what okay, okay. They're trying to find other people that are caw-caw. Yes, yes. So yeah, it's okay. It's nice. It feels good because we're all in this together. Yeah. Great question. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Yeah, right there.
This is going to embarrass my girlfriend.
You're going to embarrass your girlfriend?
No, I'm not saying anything about her. I'm just saying, if you were an animal.
If I was an animal, what would I be?
What animal?
Oh, I want to be a dog so bad. But I'm probably a cat. Yeah, because I want to be a dog, like, oh, I'm friendly with everybody, but I'm not. You can just come right up and pet me. You can't. I'll come to you and I'm f***ing ready. I'll be in the sun taking a nap. Leave me alone. Why would that embrace? girlfriend?
Because she gets embarrassed when I ask funny questions in public.
Oh, okay. Aw. Aw. Well, everybody stare at her. Okay. We're trying to make people as comfortable as possible at this show. Look at her. Look at her harder. No.
Great question. Thank you for asking. Anybody else?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What is the question that no one is asking that you want them to ask
you? Can I give you $1 million?
Nobody's asked me that yet.
Would you like the keys to my brand new Bronco? Here's my friend Kate Winslet. Would you like to see her breasts?
Nobody's asked me that yet. As if Kate Winslet's like, not again! The things I do for Q&As! Oh! Wow, great question. Thank you for asking. I think we covered all my big ones. Yeah. Anyone else?
No.
Yes.
If you could star in any musical, which one?
If I could star in any musical. I mean, based on what I sing the loudest in the car, I would want to be the boy part in Moulin Rouge, or Seymour in Suddenly Seymour, or every f-ing part in The Sound of Music. I would like to be in a one woman, I play everyone Sound of Music. The problem like Maria. That's me. I must have had a wicked childhood. That's you. Have fun. Oh, great. I can't wait till we do that. Let's do it. Great question. Thank you for asking. Anyone else? Yes. Oh, very serious caca. You're cacaing on behalf of someone else. Ring, ring, ring. Caca, caca, for a friend. Caca. Bedford 247. I've got a caca. Allow it. Yes. What is the weirdest thing I believed as a child? Most of it had to do with pregnancy and what could get you pregnant. I thought lots of stuff could get you pregnant. Like one time... Why do I open these up? Like one time I was sitting on a chair and like something rubbed me the right way and I was like, I'm pregnant. And like for the entire lunch at the Chinese restaurant in Liberal, Kansas named Hong Kong, I thought I was gonna give birth to a chair. And I was freaked the f*** out. So that's a big one. I'm trying to think of anything, it was just, let's just say pregnancy. Yeah, a lot. That's weird? Don't f***ing judge me. You asked the question. We didn't know how sex, I still don't know how sex works. I have an ottoman at home. No. Great question, thank you for asking. Someone's here, yes. Am I gonna play Olivia again? Yeah, I'll be on the Greek Isles trip in October. Yes. Jealous. No, there's still some rooms available, I think, on that cruise if you guys want to go to the Greek Isles with me. It's in October. It's Olivia. It's just me and a bunch of lesbians on a boat. So many cargo shorts. Is Kate Winslet going to be there? I just pull her out of my carry-on. Hey, go, Kate. Hey, go. Show everybody your boobies. Dope. Yes. Hi.
Hi. Who is your queer icon and why?
Who's my queer icon and why?
Why is it Brandi?
And why is it Brandi Carlile? I mean, so many reasons. Great hair, great voice. So gay. So gay. Big, super gay.
Great question. Thank you for asking. You're dead on. Right now, she's absolutely my hero. Because I went to Girls Just Wanna, going in pretty blind. I knew some of her music, but my best friend is obsessed, and she's a super fan. And so she found out I was going. She was like, oh my God, do you have this album? I was like, I have no albums. Big fan. Love her music. You know, and she'd be like, well, did you read her book? I'm like, no, she has a book. And she's like, you're the fucking worst lesbian I know. I'm like, I am. And then I went and I met her. She's fantastic. And now I've listened to her book on audiobook, and I've just, oh my, you twice? Yeah, okay. You just loved four times. That's too much. But she's wonderful. What she does for the community, her everything. Okay, great question. We could do a whole hour on why we all love Brandi Carlile. Next time. Okay. I heard a... Fight it out! You're going to be on deck. I hear you up in the balcony, though. Sure, okay. Are you using your caca for selfish reasons? What's your name? Sherry. And I said I would answer honestly. No. That's the traditional birthday song. Isn't that what they sing at Applebee's? Great. Happy birthday, Sherry, from all of us to you and Applebee's. When you're here, you're family. Yes, you right there in the front row, and then you after her. Yes, you. What's something that I enjoy from my childhood that I still enjoy now? Oh, are you me? On this trip. Oh boy, something from the Muppets, the movie Clue, boy, all kinds of things. Hymns from the hymnal. You sound like my best friend Kelly. Boo! Anytime a professional golfer thanks Jesus, she boos. Boo! Great question, thank you for asking. Yes, you're right there. Oh, if I got to do James Gordon's carpool karaoke, who would I choose to be in my car with me? I get to have three people in the car to sing karaoke with? Ah, do they have to be singers? Kate Winslet. The late, great Patrick Swayze. Ooh, ah. I don't want anybody that can... Oh, Chapel Roan would be great. I wouldn't even have to sing. Like, Chapel, will you just sing? I'm going to be back here asking Kate Winslet 20 questions. Great question. Thank you for asking. Yes, right there. Does my guitar have a name? What a great question, Elise. I know you. This is not my usual road guitar. I usually play with a regular road guitar. His name is Martin because it's a Martin guitar. I got this guitar. It was special, and I played it in Girls Just Want a Weekend. And so my wife the other day was like, did you name your guitar? I was like, I really want to name it Brandi Carlile. And my wife goes, you cannot name your guitar Brandi Carlile. And I said, oh. And she goes, no, because it's Brandi Guitarlile. Great question. Thank you for asking. Okay. I'm going to go right there. I'll go over there, I promise. Yes. It's not a question. Moving on. No. There's somebody over there was really loud. Yes. Sure. Who said caca? Order. We must have order here. Someone over there. Yeah. Do you have any pre-show rituals? Oh, yeah. I usually spin in the circle three times, hokey pokey. Usually I draw a pentagram. I chant to the goddess, the sacred goddess. We bleed a chicken. From Chick-fil-A. I return everything from Target. Then we kick a man in the nuts and start the show.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
We are the Arcade Fire. You're listening to CFRC.
You marry her. If you had the chance, would I be the leftovers? I try so hard to keep my emotions to myself, but I get jealous when you captivate it by someone else. I just wanna impress you. Can you call me your queen? Wanna be your songs for you. I'm not singing on big stages, the streets where I pretend Jesus. She's got a smile that's so contagious. I'm just a jealous girlfriend. Don't be sorry now, I get it. She writes all your favorite songs, you said it. And she holds every dream that I've ever dreamed, and I'll crumble when you talk about your precious queen. I don't know how to bring emotions to your eyes. You told me every song she writes always seems to make you cry. I don't wanna be the lover that I used to. Stages, the streets where I pretend she's got a smile.